阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin tonight's service.
唱诗206首。
Let us sing hymn 206.
206。愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天跟大家一起来查考《传道书》的最后一章。
Today we are going to study the last chapter of Ecclesiastes.
传道书以虚空开始。
Ecclesiastes begins with vanity.
这是要拆毁我们的旧观念。
And this is to eliminate our old concept.
就是没有神，我也可以活得很好，很有意义。
That we thought without God we could still live with meaning.
这个是错误的观念。
And this is incorrect.
没有神，一切都是空的。
Without God, everything is in vain.
所以所罗门从第一章一直到十一章，就是要拆掉这个观念。
So from chapters 1 through 11, Solomon tries to eliminate this concept.
如果没有神，
if there's no God,
你地位再高，钱再赚多，学问再高，享受再大，岁数再长，全部都没有意义。
As high as your status may be, as much as your wealth may be, as much knowledge as you may have, nothing has any meaning.
因为死一来到，一切都变成空的。
Because once you die, everything becomes vanity.
那十二章就开始要建立。
And so in chapter 12, it begins to build up.
要建立一个很正确的生活方式。
And it builds up the correct way of living.
谁的生活方式最正确？
So whose way of life is the most correct?
就是主耶稣。
And that is the life of Jesus.
什么叫做成熟？
What does it mean to be mature?
如果你到字典里面去查，它有它的定义。
And if you look in the dictionary, they have a definition.
但是每一个人所谓的成熟，想法都不太一样。
And everyone has different concepts of maturity.
当我们回到圣经来看，成熟就是跟主耶稣一样，就是成熟。
And so when you look in the Bible, to be mature means to be mature like Christ.
所以到底我们是不是成熟，我们就一比较一下，我跟主耶稣是不是一样。
So if we want to know if we are mature or not, we compare with the Bible and see if we are like Jesus.
一样就是成熟。
If we are the same, it means that we are mature.
因为他是一个完全的人。
Because he is a complete person.
完全就是成熟。
And he is whole, and therefore he is mature.
我们不完全就是表示还不成熟。
We are incomplete, and therefore we are not mature.
那不完全就是表示我们还有成长的空间，还有改进的地方。
We are incomplete because we have room to grow.
那这就是我们为什么要不断的查考圣经。
And this is why we must continually study the Bible.
那在十二章里面，我们可以看到所谓成熟，从三方面来看。
And so from chapter 12, it talks about three concepts of maturity.
第一个方面。
The first.
所谓成熟就是要把生命活出最大的价值。
To be mature means to live your life of the greatest value.
我们现在的很注重自我实现。
These days we are all very self-centered.
就是自我self-realization, 是吧？自我实现。
We are focused a lot on self-realization.
就是希望能够感觉到自己很有用。
And we want to feel very useful.
所以很多人其实他不缺乏钱，他也要去创业，然后他也要去做很多的事情。
So even people who do not need money, they want to be entrepreneurs and they want to do great things.
这个就是表示他希望在很多的成就当中觉得他很有用。
Because through all those accomplishments, he wants to feel very useful.
但是这种有用是自己对自己的感觉。
But this is a feeling you have unto yourself.
那所谓做一个把生命活出最大的价值，这个是以站在神的立场来看的。
So to live your life of the greatest value, you have to stand from the point of God.
也就是说，我们死的那一天，神怎么看我们？
And so the day that you die, how will God look at you?
这个叫做有价值。
And this means to have value.
那在十二章里面呢，首先他提到人生一个必然的事实。
And so in chapter 12, it talks about a reality of life.
就是死亡的来到。
It means that death is going to come.
我们看传道书的十二章。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
第六节。
Verse 6.
银链折断，金冠破裂，瓶子在泉旁损坏，水轮在井口破烂。
Remember your creator before the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well.
这里在描写你看这个 银链啊，这个本来是要在景象里面装饰的，折断了，断了就没有办法没有装饰，没有办法装饰的。
And here it talks about how the silver cord is broken, so it can no longer adorn a neck.
那金冠啊，这本来很贵重的，一破裂就没有用了。
And the very precious golden bowl, which was broken and therefore useless.
哦，那瓶子在泉旁损坏，本来是要装水的，损坏也没有用了。
And the pitcher, which was supposed to contain water, shattered at the fountain and is also useless now.
那水轮本来是在井口破啊，在打水上来的，破烂了，也没有用。
And the wheel, which would bring water up from the well, is broken and therefore it is also useless.
哦，所以死亡就是表示我们本来很有用的一个人，到最后你发现你什么都变成没有用了。
So death means that something that was once very useful is no longer useful anymore.
那你成就感就完全没有了。
And so you have no more sense of accomplishment.
好，然后第七节。
In verse 7.
尘土仍归于地，灵仍归于至灵的神。
Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it.
人是尘土加上神的一口气，就是灵。
And man was created through dirt and God's breath.
那死亡就是灵离开这个尘土。
And so death will be that the spirit leaves.
啊，这个肉体。
Leaves the flesh.
那肉体就归于土，埋葬在土里面。
And so it becomes back to the dust.
那这个灵就归于至灵的神。
And then the spirit will return to God.
这就是死的意义。
And this is the meaning of death.
哦，那在死亡之前。
And prior to death.
啊，我们人会老化。
We will get old.
哦，所以老化是死亡的一个前兆。
So prior to death, people will get old.
哦。那老化是怎么一回事呢
？So what does it mean to age?
我们看第二节。
Let us look at verse 2.
不要等到日头、月亮、星宿变为黑暗，雨后云彩返回。第三节。
Verse 3.
看守房屋的发颤，有力的屈伸，推磨的仔细，就从窗户往外看都是昏暗。
Verse 2, while the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are not darkened, and the clouds do not return after the rain. 3, in the day when the keepers of the house tremble, and the strong men bow down, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look through the windows grow dim.
哦，这里讲哦，老化啊，就是看守房屋的，这看守房屋就是手啊，发颤，所以你看，拿起要吃饭的时候，手一直抖啊。
So here it says that the keepers of the house tremble, which means as you get older, you will not be as stable and you will tremble.
哦，那下面说，有力的屈伸啊，开始驼背了。
And it says the strong men bow down.
那推磨的只稀少。
And the grinders cease because they are few.
推磨就是你的牙齿掉落了，就变成很少了。
And because all your teeth have fallen out.
这吃食物要嚼嚼，所以这个推磨就掉了。
And so they cease.
啊。然后从窗户往外看都是昏暗，眼睛昏花，老花眼。
And it says that when they look out the window, it is dim because their eyesight is not good anymore.
让我们看第四节。
Verse 4.
啊，街门关闭，推磨的响声微小，雀鸟一叫，人就起来。这个地方说雀鸟一叫，人就起来。
And it says as the bird calls, then people rise up.
哦，小时候很好睡，但是到了年纪大以后不好睡，鸟一叫就起来。
When we are young, it is easy to sleep, but as we get older, as soon as the bird calls, we awaken.
这个就是老化的一个现象。
And that is a sign of older age.
那第五节。
Verse 5.
人怕高处，路上有惊慌。这个地方说，人老了就会怕。
And when we get older, we get afraid.
所以你看到，少年人一直要往前去冒险，去冲刺，老年人都会吩咐他，哦，很危险啊，早一点啊，要有节制。
Young people like to take risks and try new things, and older people will warn them, be careful and take less risks.
车怕开太快。
They're afraid of driving too fast.
也怕爬高地方。
They're afraid of climbing too high.
这个就是老化。
This is a sign of getting older.
因为人老了，对自己没有把握。
Because as we get older, we have less faith in ourselves.
身体的反应比较慢。
Our reactions are slower.
所以以前我们敢做的，现在不敢做。
Things that we dared to do before, we no longer dare to.
那这样啊，这个人啊，这个老化一下去啊，接下去就是死亡。
And so after we get older, then we will face death.
那为什么传道书要这样写呢
？So why would Ecclesiastes write this？
因为第十一章的第八节开始，一直到十二章的第一节，在描写两种生活方式。
Because in chapter 11, from verse 8 through to chapter 12, it talks about two different kinds of lives.
这个十二章的第一节，说趁你年幼衰败的日子未到以来，就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那日子未曾临到之前，要纪念造你的主。
Chapter 12, verse 1. Remember now your creators in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come, and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them.
人到老了就没有快乐了。
So as you get older, there's less happiness.
身体开始衰败，没有快乐。
As your body begins to break down, there's no happiness in that.
那这个地方说，不要等到老才要想要纪念造你的主。
And here it says, do not wait until those difficult days come to remember your Lord.
当然，老了能够纪念造我们的主，这是应该的，而且是非常重要。
And of course it is very important, and we should remember the Lord when we are older.
因为已经快见主耶稣了，还不纪念神了，等到什么时候？
Because we are almost about to meet our Lord, when are we supposed to remember him if we don't right before our death?
所以这个老化，当然有时候我们谁为谁祷告，什么这个毛病，那个毛病祷告，但是更重要的是，我们一旦身体开始出毛病，就要提醒自己，这个是一直往下沉的一个结果。
As soon as we see that our bodies are starting to break down, we need to know that we have to face the Lord and we need to worship Him.
一定要把握机会，要纪念神。
And we need to seize the opportunity to remember Him.
四月份我们年终有一个长老退休。
In April, there was a deacon who retired.
讲的我真的很感动。
And when he spoke, I was very touched.
他说我的女儿今年结婚。
And he said, my daughter got married this year.
所以我现在都没有牵挂。
And so now I have nothing left in this world.
那我跟我太太只有一个目标。
So my wife and I only have one goal.
就是现在专心服侍神。
It is to serve God with everything.
所以他们现在每天要吃得很健康，不要把身体弄坏了。
So every day they eat very healthy because they want to take care of their bodies.
再来要运动。
And they have to exercise.
让身体健康。
So that they can be very healthy.
教会需要派他到哪里，他都愿意去。
And wherever the church sends them, they are able to go.
我在这个长老身上，我看到非常积极的生活方式。
And I saw that he had a very earnest lifestyle.
有的人一退休就想我年纪轻的时候拼过度，没有享受，现在哪里没有玩，哪里没有玩，到处去玩。
And many people, when they retire, they want to relax and they think about how they've worked so hard in their youth. Now's the time to travel and do all the things they couldn't do before.
但是这个长者他知道时候快到了，所以我现在。认真服侍神。
But this elder knew that his time was coming, so he needs to focus on serving God now.
所以老年人也要结果子。
And so even elder people need to bear fruits.
有时候这个体力的方面做不到，但是可以祷告。
And even though you may not have the physical strength, you can always pray.
有时候老年人也可以到老年人的朋友来慕道。
And elder people can also bring their friends to come to church.
所以人到老了，肉体开始衰坏，一定要把这个整个生活的重心集中在神的上面。
So as we get older and our bodies become weaker, we need to put all our focus on Jesus.
要纪念造我们的神。
And we need to remember our Creator.
你的时候快到了。
Because the time is coming.
这个叫做成熟。
And this is maturity.
知道我们要面对神。
We know that we need to face God.
你看主耶稣一生最后一个礼拜，圣经的篇幅描写最长。
And if you look at Jesus' last week of life on earth, that was the longest passage recorded in the Bible.
马可福音大概用三分之一的篇幅描写耶稣的最后一个礼拜。
1/3 of the book of Mark talks about Jesus' last week.
主耶稣的最后一个礼拜，每一天每一个小时都活得很有价值，很有意义。
His last week, every hour of that week was lived with a lot of value.
也就是他的最后一个礼拜活得很精彩。
And he lived it very vividly.
一直到他离开世界回到天国为止。
All the way up until he left this world and into heaven.
这是我们一个榜样。
And this is an example.
这个叫做成熟。
And this is maturity.
就是把我们的生命的最后一刻活出最大的价值。
That at the end of our lives, we live the most value.
那我们大部分都还没有年老，怎么办呢？
And those of us who are not older, what can we do?
我们现在看11章。
Let us turn to chapter 11.
传道书十一章
Ecclesiastes 11,
第九节
verse 9.
少年人你在幼年的时候应当快乐，在幼年的日子使你的心欢畅，行你所愿行的，看你所爱看的，却要知道这一切是神必审问。
Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes, but know that for all these, God will bring you into judgment.
这个第九节说少年人啊，青年人应该要活得很快乐。
In verse 9, it says that the young ones should live happily.
那怎么活得很快乐？
And how can we do so?
行你心里所愿行的，看你眼睛所要看的。
Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes.
这是现在一般人少年生活方式。
And this is how young people live these days.
我如果感觉好，我们爸爸妈妈没有办法叫我不要做。
And if I feel good, I don't care if anyone says I don't can't do it.
那如果我感觉到不好，没有一个人能够叫我做。
And if I don't like it, no one can make me do it.
所以我活得快乐最重要。
So the most important thing is that I live in a happy way.
这个是现在人的生活方式。
And so this is the way people live today.
活得最快乐就好了，其他不管。
To just be happy and nothing else matters.
但是这个第九节一直写到第十节最后一句，他写什么？
But what does it say in the last statement of verse 10?
要一生的开端跟幼年之时都是虚空的。
It says that for childhood and youth are vanity.
所以如果你只是为着活得快乐而活，
So if you're only living for happiness,
这个到最后也是虚空。
In the end, this is still vanity.
因为这个跟神没有关系。
Because it has nothing to do with God.
跟神没有关系的都是空的。
Things that have nothing to do with God are meaningless.
那并不等于说跟神有关系的都是痛苦的。
And it doesn't mean that everything that has to do with God means suffering.
跟神有关系的有着也很喜乐。
Things related to God can also bring joy.
所以有时候我们看这个青年他们在一起团契。
So sometimes we see youths in fellowship.
这个也很喜乐。
And they have great joy.
那有时候我们看他们在参加 NYTS.
And sometimes we see that they attend NYTS.
到最后一个礼拜大家都很喜乐。
And in the last week, they are all very joyful.
那有时候我们看到青年结婚。
And we see when the youths get married.
这个这么多青年在那里帮忙。
And so many youths are there to help.
大家也很喜乐，是一个很好的团契。
And everyone is also very joyful because of the fellowship.
所以不是说没有神就是痛苦。
So it doesn't mean that when there's God, it has to be suffering.
有神，以神为中心，也可以活得很喜乐。
With God as the center, you can still live with great joy.
但是如果只是活得快乐而没有神，那个是空的，那个没有意义的。
But if you are happy without God, then it is completely meaningless.
所以这个就是要改变我们的生活方式。
So we need to change the way that we live.
就是少年人也要纪念造我们的神。
So as a youth, we still need to remember our Creator.
这样我们从少年活到年老了，我们才不会虚空。
So from our youth to our old age, we will not live in vanity.
时间才不会浪费掉。
And the time will not be wasted.
三个礼拜前
Three weeks ago.
在 Cerrito 灵恩会有一个信徒拿给我这个林崇道长老的丧礼的 program.
Someone gave me the funeral program of Elder Lin at Cerritos Church.
他里面在讲说年轻的时候学校毕业就找到一个职位很高的工作。
It said that when he graduated from school, he attained a very prestigious job.
然后薪水很高。
And the salary was very high.
但是他没有住在家里面。
But he could not live at home.
那后来他的太太去看他。
And then so his wife went to see him.
他太太信心很好。
And his wife's faith was very good.
他太太发现他先生这个生活有问题。
And the wife found that her husband's way of life was not right.
所以他要离开以前他就写一个纸条。
So before she left him a note.
就是主耶稣讲了一句话。
And it's a statement from Jesus.
在马太福音里面。
In Matthew.
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
If man has gained the world but lost his soul, what meaning does it have?
人还能够拿什么来换取生命呢？
And what can man exchange for his soul?
难道他就把这一节圣经节就放在他的日记本上？
And so she put this memory verse in his date book.
那后来这个林长老翻开来看。
And then so Elder Lin saw the verse.
他就一直在想这一节圣经节。
And he kept thinking about this verse.
我职位很高，我配很高。
My status is high and my pay is high.
大家很尊重。
And everybody respects me.
但是我这样下去到底有什么意义？
But what meaning does it have if I continue on like this?
所以后来他就把那个工作辞掉，换其他的工作。
So he quit his job to another job.
那因为换其他的工作，所以他就有很多的时间参与我们台湾三地的宣道工作。
And at his new job, he had a lot of free time, so he participated in the holy work in Taiwan.
而且他担任台湾北区的区负责20年。
And so he was responsible for the northern region of Taiwan for 20 years.
刚刚开始大概只有两三间教会。
And at the beginning, there were only two or three churches.
一直后来演变到二三十间教会。
And now there are about 20 to 30 churches.
所以人在年幼的时候。
So when people are young,
真的你也可以为着活得很快乐一直去拼。
And we can try to just live for our own happiness.
根本就没有神，心里没有神。
And our hearts will not have God.
但是我们在年幼的时候，也可以把神放在心里，来改变我们生活方式。
But when we are young, we can also put God in our hearts to let Him change our lives.
那不一定这会很痛苦啊。所以林长老，大家都印象很深啊。他遇到人就哈哈笑。
It doesn't have to be suffering. Everyone remembers Elder Lin that every time he encountered someone, he would be smiling.
他很喜乐。
He was very joyful.
做圣工很喜乐。
And he was very joyful in his spiritual
work. 这个叫做成熟。
And this is to be mature.
要以主为中心，把生命活出最大的价值。
To put God at the center so that we can live our lives of the greatest value.
有一次我遇到一个老弟兄。
One time I ran into an old brother.
他告诉我。
And he told me.
他说他年轻的时候。
He said when he was young.
他毕业了。
And he graduated.
哦。也有很好的工作，收入很高。
He had a really good job with a high pay.
1950年代，他就大家骑脚踏车，他已经可以开车子了。
In the 1950s, when everyone had bicycles, he already had a car.
那个时候啊，他很有才能。
And so he was, he had a lot of strength.
哇，才能啊。
Capabilities.
哦 ，talent 哈。
Talents.
结果大家都勉励他，哎，你这个才能啊，来当传道很好。
And so everyone encouraged him. You have the ability to be a pastor.
等到六十几岁，他跟我讲啊，他说我那个时候想，哇，怎么会这么傻？
And at the time, he thought, why would I be so stupid?
哦，我配这么高，我可以开车子。
I have such a high salary, and I can drive a car.
我如果去帮忙一下圣工，大家就感谢主，你是很好的榜样。
And if I just help with a little bit of holy work, everyone says, wow, you're such a great example.
那后来，他活到五十几岁、六十岁，中风了。
And then when he was 60, he had a stroke.
一切都过去了。
And everything passed.
哦，他回想过去。
And then he thought about the past.
当他有那个机会的时候。
When he had the opportunity,
啊，他并不是以主为中心。
He did not live a Christ-centered life.
所以他说，如果我再有一个机会，
so he said if he had one more chance,
我一定会听别人的勉励。
I would listen to other people's encouragement.
但是如果这已经是只是一个假设，它已经过去了。
But this is only a what if because it has already passed.
所以时间过得很快。
So time passes very fast.
一天一天一直过去，一年一年一直过去。
Each day, each year passes very quickly.
我们不要为着快乐在生活。
So we cannot live for happiness.
要为主而活。
We need to live for God.
这样生命有价值有意义，我们活得也会很喜乐。
And that way our lives have meaning, and we will live with joy.
这样叫做成熟。
And this is maturity.
我们看第二个。
Let's look at the second point.
成熟的表现。
How does maturity display itself?
我们看第九节，十二章，传道书十二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 9.
再者，传道者因有智慧，乃将知识教训众人，又默想，又查考，又陈设许多的箴言。第十节
10.
传道者专心寻求可喜悦的言语是正直、写的诚实话
Verse 9 And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yes, he pondered and sought out and set in order many proverbs. 10. The preacher sought to find acceptable words, and what was written was upright, words of truth.
这个最后、啊、要结束之前，现在他开始谈智慧。
And here it talks about wisdom towards the end of this book.
什么叫做成熟？
What does it mean to be mature?
所谓成熟就是知道我们人很有限。
Maturity means to understand that man is limited.
我们人的智慧很有限。
And our wisdom is limited.
所以我们的判断常常错误。
So our judgment is often incorrect.
而且我们所看的都是看得很近，没有看得很远。
And we can only see what is close, we cannot see what's far.
那当人对自己有这样很清楚的认识，
And when we understand ourselves better this way,
我们才会去寻求一个更高的智慧来引导。
That is when we will pursue a higher wisdom to guide us.
所以你看这个世界上如果有学问有成就的人啊，很难信耶稣。
People in this world that have great knowledge and power, it is very hard for them to believe in Jesus.
因为他觉得我在社会上已经很有成就了。
Because in society they have accomplished a lot.
如果我没有智慧，我没有能力，我怎么能够爬到这个程度？
If they did not have wisdom, how could they climb so high?
不错，以世界的标准，他可能有智慧。
It is true by the standards of this world, they have wisdom.
但是他不了解他的判断本身有错误。
But he does not understand that his judgment is inherently flawed.
他对人生的看法是很短暂的。
And the way that he looks at life is very short term.
所以以这一方面来讲，还是不成熟。
And so from this perspective, he is not mature.
所以当一个人对自己的智慧有限的时候，我们就会去寻找一个更高的智慧。
So when we understand that our wisdom is limited, we will seek for a higher wisdom.
我们看十一节。
Verse 11.
智慧人的言语好像刺棍，会众之师的言语又像钉稳的钉子，都是一个木者所示的。
The words of the wise are like goads, and the words of scholars are like well-driven nails given by one shepherd.
这是说智慧的言语好像是啊刺棍。
The words of the wise are like goads.
哦，那这个刺棍就是说，哦，打上去啊，你会啊，让你会清醒啊。
So if it hits you, you become alert.
哦，那又好像啊钉子钉稳了，啊不会动了。
And it is also like a well-driven nail. Once it's been nailed in, it will not move.
那到底这个智慧是指什么？
So what does this wisdom refer to?
我们来看哥林多前书。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
30节。
Verse 30.
第一章30节。
Chapter 1, verse 30.
但你们得以在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使你们成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁跟救赎。
But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
这个地方说，神使主耶稣成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
Here it says, Christ Jesus became for us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
主耶稣就是我们的智慧。
So Jesus is our wisdom.
这个怎么讲呢？
So what does this mean?
因为主耶稣曾经自我介绍说，我就是真理。
Because Jesus has told us, I am the truth.
什么是真理？
What is the truth?
真理就是人世间问题的最后的答案。
And truth is the solution to all of man's problems.
主耶稣论生命。
And Jesus is life.
主耶稣论财宝。
And he is, well,treasures.
主耶稣论永生。
And he is eternal.
主耶稣论天国。
And he is heaven.
主耶稣论地狱。
And Jesus hell. Talks about hell.
这个主耶稣对每一个主题讲的话就是最后的答案。
And everything that Jesus has told us leads us to the final answer.
那主耶稣一生啊，在四福音里面他只讲600多句话。
And in his whole life through these four gospels, he spoke about 600 statements.
这个是真理。
And they are the truth.
所以基督是我们的智慧。
And so Christ is our truth.
就是如果我们接受主耶稣的教导。
And so if we accept his teachings.
以他的话来生活。
And we live by his words.
我们就很有智慧。
Then we will be wise.
那我们的一生，你只要效法耶稣的榜样。
And our whole lives, if we follow Jesus' examples.
那你就很有智慧了。
Then we will have great wisdom.
为什么这样讲？
Why is this?
我们现在看约翰福音。
Let us turn to John.
约翰福音的17章。
John chapter 17.
第4节。
Verse 4.
约翰17章的第4节。
John chapter 17 verse 4.
我在地上已经荣耀了你，你所托付我的事我已经完成了。第5节。父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以前我同你所有的荣耀。
I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
主耶稣活一辈子啊，到最后就是荣耀神的名。
Jesus lived his whole life just to glorify God's name.
他所做所行的一切，到最后就是为着神的荣耀。
Everything he did was for the glory of God.
所以现在他说向神报告，我已经荣耀你。
And so now he tells him, I have glorified you.
你托付我的事，我已经做成了。
The work which you have given me to do, I have completed.
第5节。
Verse 5.
那求你使我跟你同享荣耀。
And so now glorify me together with yourself.
所以主耶稣活着一辈子。
And so he lived his whole life.
虽然死得很凄惨。
Even though he died in great suffering.
但是在神看起来非常有价值。
But God saw him with great value.
非常荣耀。
And with great glory.
神赐给他超乎万名之上的名。
And so God gave him all the great glories.
所以基督就是我们的智慧。
And so Jesus is our wisdom.
今天我们以主的生活方式做我们的榜样。
And so now we can live according to his examples.
一切为遵行神的旨意来活。
And we follow God's will to live.
那我们将来在神的面前呢，就有跟基督一样的荣耀。
And in the future, when we face God, we will have the same glory as Jesus.
所以传道书12章9节到12节。
So Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 9 through 12.
教导我们要进到成熟。
So these tell us how to be mature.
所谓进到成熟，就是以基督为我们的智慧。
And so if we make Jesus our wisdom, then we will attain maturity.
以他的教导来引导我们，以他的榜样我们来效法。
And if we use his teachings and his examples to live.
这样 我们就是成熟的人。
And in this way, we can be mature people.
我们的生命就很有价值。
And our lives will have great value and meaning.
第三个。
Third.
什么叫做成熟？
What does it mean to be mature?
我们看传道书十二章。
Let us look at Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
十三节。
Verse 13.
这一些事都已经听见了，总意就是要敬畏神，谨守他的诫命。这是人所当尽的本分。
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all.
这些事就是第一章一直到十一章。
So the conclusion of the whole matter refers to the first 11 chapters.
就是没有神，一切都是虚空的。
That without God, everything is nothing.
那结论就是要我们敬畏神，谨守他的诫命。
The conclusion is to fear God and keep his commandments.
什么是敬畏神？
So what does it mean to fear God?
敬畏神就是表示神在我们生活当中分量很重。
To fear God means that in our lives he is very substantial.
所以他讲的话对我们来讲是很有分量。
So whatever he tells us, we will weigh upon very heavily.
这个叫敬畏神。
That is what it means to fear God.
如果我们不敬畏神，
And if we do not fear God,
神讲的话就是耳边风，当作参考。
Whatever he says, we will consider as a suggestion.
如果你很尊敬他，
If you truly respect him,
神讲的话就是我们的命令。
Whatever he says, it is a command.
那我们遵守他的诫命。
And so we will keep his commandments.
我们现在看申命记第六章。
And now we will turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第二节。
Verse 2.
申命记第六章的第二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 2.
我从第一节开始。
Starting with verse 1.
这是神所吩咐你们的诫命、律例、典章，使你们在所过去之夜的遵行。第二节。
Verse 2.
好叫你们子子孙孙一生敬畏主你的神，谨守他一切的律例。诫命就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。第三节。
Verse 3.
以色列啊，你总要遵守遵行，使你可以在那牛奶与蜜之地得享福，人数增多啊，正如神列祖所应许你的。这段圣经告诉我们啊，敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，就会得神赐福。
And here it says that we must keep God's commandments and fear him so that our days may be prolonged.
所以箴言里面说不要自以为有智慧。
So in Proverbs it tells us not to assume we have wisdom.
在凡事都要尊重神。
And in everything we must honor God.
要谨守他的诫命，我们就会得福。
And if we keep his commandments, we will be blessed.
所以我们看到很多的人真的生活真的是很懂得敬畏神。
And we know that some people truly understand what it means to fear God.
有很多神的恩典。
And they have received much of God's grace.
所以我们可以看到这种生活很值得人羡慕。
So it is a life that we can envy.
请看第十章十二节。
And let us turn to chapter 10 verse 12.
申命记第十章的十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12.
以色列啊，现在神向你们所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏主你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心的侍奉他。十三节。
13.
遵守他的诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐的，为叫你得福。十四节。
14.
看啊，天和天上的天，地和地上所有的都属于主你的神。十五节。
15.
神但喜悦你列祖爱他们，从万民中拣选他的后裔，就是你们，像今日一样。所以你们要将心里的污秽除掉，不可应着景象。这个神在这个地方借着摩西在勉励他们。
And here through Moses, God encourages the Israelites.
神向你们所要的是什么？
So what does God want from you?
就是要敬畏他，谨守他的道。
To fear the Lord your God and walk in all his ways.
然后要尽心尽性爱他，侍奉他。
And to love and serve the Lord with all your heart and soul.
要遵行遵守他的诫命。
And to keep his commandments.
那你就会得福。
And then you will be blessed.
所以一个成熟的人。
So a mature person.
就是敬畏神的人。
is one that fears God.
啊，因为这是得福的开始。
And because this is the beginning of blessings.
啊，这是传道书的结论。
And this is the conclusion of Ecclesiastes.
我们在主里面要进到成熟。
That in God we need to mature.
第一个要纪念造我们的神。
The first is to remember our Creator.
要以他为中心来生活。
And to live with Him as our center.
第二个。
The second.
要追求更高的智慧。
We need to pursue higher wisdom.
啊，就是从主耶稣来的。
And this is through Jesus.
啊，第三个。
And third.
要敬畏神
We need to fear God
谨守他的诫命
And keep his commandments
那我们的一生就不会虚空
And then so our lives will not be meaningless
唱诗
Let us sing hymn
380首
380
请坐
Please be seated
我们明天早上有一季一次的布道会
Tomorrow, we will have our monthly evangelical service.
我们最后一次祷告，特别为着明天的布道会来祈祷。
So in our prayer, let us keep this in our prayers.
请我们尽量邀一些慕道朋友来。
And let us bring true seekers.
明天是一个月的第一次的礼拜六。
And tomorrow is the first Saturday of the month.
所以我们照惯例，我们第一个礼拜有一个自由参加的禁食祷告。
And so there will be a voluntary fasting prayer.
从早上9:45到10:30。
From 9:45 to 10:30.
有时候我们想想我们自己本身呢、啊，都有很多的问题，我们需要祷告。
And all of us have a lot of problems that we could pray for.
那有家庭的人，我们当父母，我们看看我们自己的家庭，我们也发现我们有很多的问题要祷告。
And those of us with families, we also know that we have a lot to pray for.
再来，我们当中有很多人在教会里面呢，我们都有职分有责任。
And many of us have different responsibilities in this church.
或者宣道，或者牧羊，或者宗教教育。
Whether it's pastoring or RE,
这些工作我们都需要神的祝福。
And all these works require God's blessings.
所以除了我们需要努力去做之外，我们需要祷告求神怜悯带领。
So not only do we need to work hard, but we also need to pray for God's mercy and guidance.
那神所托付我们的宣道工作跟祷告有非常重要的关系。
And whatever He has commissioned us to do, prayer is very important.
所以这个教会如果祷告能够火热起来，圣工要推动就很简单。
So if our prayers can become lively and it can motivate us to work harder.
所以非常欢迎诸位，我们来参加明天早上的禁食祷告。
So we welcome everyone to come to the fasting prayer tomorrow.
那我们现在一起来祈祷。
And now we are going to pray.